Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look at what we talked about in church this last Sunday and then approach it again from a family angle. Mm-hmm. I'm Pastor Chris here at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church in Burbank, and I'm here with our children and youth and families director, Ms. Whitney.
Hi, everyone.
And this past week, of course, was Easter. Mm-hmm. So what a great day it was around here. I hope it was a great day wherever you guys were. Here we were talking about, we were mostly in that great story in John chapter 20, when Mary goes to the tomb and sees that it's been opened somehow, that God has moved that great stone. Mm-hmm. And it lifts all those disciples who have been in a place of great sadness. Well, it actually lifts them into confusion, doesn't it?
Right, it really does. It's such an awesome story. I mean, it starts out so innocently. Mary's just going to the tomb to do what she can for her Savior, who she saw die. Mm-hmm. And then her day, her world, gets turned upside down when she notices he's not there. And how can this be, that he's not there? And we feel exactly how Mary feels often. How can this be? But when God ordains it, so it is. And
yeah,
it throws them into a lot of confusion.
It really does. And what we were saying on Sunday was just that sometimes, even in the story of our own lives, we kind of lose the thread of the story of our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
The way
sure.
that we think things are going, and suddenly you kind of lose the thread. And that's definitely what happened to them. I mean, especially we talked 2 weeks ago about how Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead and then come into Jerusalem and being proclaimed and hailed as a king.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like Jesus was going from strength to strength and victory to victory. And that was kind of the thread of the story of his life. And then all of a sudden, like you say, they're witnessing taking his body broken and not breathing anymore, taking that body down of their king, the one they expected that they were going to follow into a whole new era of, you know, success, and just watching them put that body into a tomb. Mm-hmm. But then God does this amazing thing on Easter morning.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think so oftentimes we can get caught up in our stories, get caught up in that here and now, which, I mean, we should be living for the present. We can't, you know, we can't live in our past. We don't know about the future. So we are living in our present, but we can get so caught up in that present that we can kind of forget what the goal was or forget what was said to us, or, you know, like the disciples just really lose, you know, where are we going next?
Mm-hmm.
And it can get scary at times. You don't know what's going to go on. And the disciples certainly didn't know what was coming for them. They were scared that maybe they'd be next. They'd be, you know, crucified or killed in some way. And so they were scared. And then this incredible thing happens. And it's a great opportunity to show them God doesn't forget that thread of our lives and our stories.
That's for sure. And Mary, you know, as she's standing in this chapter 20 in John, I love that the disciples come down. You know, she goes and tells them that the stone has been moved, and she believes that somebody has taken Jesus' body. Mm-hmm. And the disciples, Peter and John, and they run down there and they look inside. And then in another gospel, they say, "What can this mean?" And they just kind of leave.
Right.
And they leave Mary standing there all alone. Mm-hmm. But then she looks inside, and she sees the linen on the ground and the cloth that's wrapped, that's folded. And then she sees a person that she thinks is the gardener, and has a little conversation. But then when Jesus speaks her name, Mary, all of a sudden she picks up the thread again. Everything becomes clear that the person that she's talking to is actually Jesus. And I just always love to come back to, it's when she hears Jesus' voice speak her name, that she picks up that thread, that everything makes sense. And I think that's just a great metaphor for our own lives when we find ourselves confused.
Right. It's personal. It's an intimate moment where Jesus, you know, speaks intimately to her. He stops saying, "Woman, why are you crying?" to Mary. And she sees him finally. But it's such a very personal thing that God knows us. He knows us by name. and he brings us back, and he can draw us back in. And it's simply by his voice, his calling to us,
yeah,
that we can find that thread of our lives once again, which is really quite cool. I always love it because I love the fact that her eyes are closed and then all he has to do is just acknowledge her. Acknowledge her that he's not there to see, you know, anybody else. He's there standing in front of her. He wants to have a relationship with her. He wants her to see him in his glory now, but to see him mm-hmm. and to come to him. Really. And I just love that. I think it's such a beautiful moment for Mary. It's such a moment that of honor that God has given her, a moment of intimacy. And just the fact that he keeps calling us back, keeps calling Mary back, keeps calling you and I back. Mm-hmm. That means that our story hasn't ended, you know, even in those tough times, it hasn't ended. He's still there.
Absolutely. And like for her, I mean, gosh, she's standing there all alone. She's been right. abandoned by her friends.
Right.
She is confused. She is suffering. She right. really is just filled with anxiety about what's going to happen. But that's when she hears the voice. That's when she hears Jesus call her name. And then everything becomes clear. And the most important thing in her life from that moment is the resurrection of Jesus. That changes everything.
Right.
And it has to have become the number one most important aspect of her life.
Right.
And that was kind of the point of the sermon, too, is that for us, we don't want to lose the thread of what's really most important in our story with Jesus. The story of our life with Jesus covers a lot of things right. and a lot of great experiences. But the most important aspect of that relationship with Jesus is the resurrection, his resurrection, mm-hmm. and the fact that he promises that we will be resurrected as well.
Sure, absolutely. And I think that also when we get lost in that story, we lose that thread of our story. So oftentimes we can go to other people for answers and we mm-hmm. can try to seek them. She goes to her friends, the disciples, because she doesn't know what to do anymore. And they don't have the answers for her. In fact, they leave her there. They go home because they're confused themselves. And the only one that has the answers, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right there in front of her, just offering it up to her if she'll only just take it and pick it up. And I love that because in our chaos, in everything else, if we can just cling to what we know, the truth of the gospel, mm-hmm. the truth of the resurrection, who Jesus is, if we can cling to that, we're going to be okay because we're going to keep on that thread. He's going to lead us in the right direction.
Absolutely. And no matter how things, you know, how confusing things are, again, mm-hmm. just like Mary, just like the disciples in that period of time from Friday to Sunday, right. you know, no matter how much it may look like God's hand is not at work in our lives, and sometimes it really doesn't look that way because mm-hmm. we can't see the whole picture.
Right.
But we can always hear his voice because we always have his word. And if we rely on his word, as it comes to us in scripture, we are always able to be in tune with his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And we can hear what he has to say to us and we can be guided by that. And he tells us a lot. Number one, he tells us that he's the resurrection and the life.
Mm-hmm.
And that anyone who believes in him will live. And even though they die, whoever lives by believing in him will never die. And that's a really important thing for us to remember.
Yeah.
It's the thread that we need to hang on to.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's the one true thing that holds us firmly to our faith,
mm-hmm.
is the truth of who he is, his resurrection, what it does for us, because it has to relate to us in some way,
mm-hmm.
or else it doesn't do anything for our faith if it's for the people in the past or the people in the future, and then mm-hmm. it's not for us. So it relates back to our faith. But yeah, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
That is why we're here. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:51, and I love this, he says,
mm-hmm.
"Listen, and I'll tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of the eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed."
Mm.
And again, I think, number one, that's why I think Mary doesn't really recognize Jesus until he speaks her name.
Right.
Some people think it's because he just didn't want to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's probably some truth to that. But I think primarily it's because in his resurrection body, he was him, but kind of not him at the same time.
Sure.
It's not the form or the feeling of that human being anymore. It's a different sort of being. And I think that's part of the reason why she needed to hear that voice, and specifically that voice call her name in order to recognize him. It's a little bit like what happens with the men on the road to Emmaus in that story.
Right. It definitely is. And perhaps that is because we see what we want to see. And perhaps that's part of it. Perhaps God is hiding him away. Perhaps he does look different. We know that something changes about us. We shed when we leave this earth, we shed that humanness of us. So something changes in us. And certainly Jesus was fully God and fully man. So if he's now resurrected from that man part of that life, he is going to be very different. So that's certainly right. But it's amazing that God will still open our eyes to see things that we couldn't possibly see without him, which is really neat. Yeah. Because it's something beyond what our human understanding can really see. And I think that's really cool that he gives us that opportunity.
Yeah, and he does it in such a personal way.
Yeah.
God, Jesus never lets go of or lets us forget how personal our relationship is with him. Even when we're talking about huge things like resurrections and, you know, resurrection bodies and all of that, it always comes back to our personal relationship with him, and that he loves each one of us individually. I really think, and I said this on Sunday, was that, you know, when that trumpet sounds at the end of time and we hear that trumpet, I think it's going to sound a lot like Jesus' voice.
Yeah.
Calling each of our names personally, and we'll, the shroud of death is pierced and we will rise at the sound of his voice. I think just like Mary was changed at that moment, so will we be changed.
Yeah, what a beautiful gift God gives us to be able to know his voice, to be able to seek it out day in and day out as we're here. And now we have that opportunity even before, you know, that moment comes or before we have to leave this earth, we actually get to know him.
Yeah.
So that when he does call, we're going to recognize that voice. And we might never have heard it in a actual vocalization of it, but we're going to know what he sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to know his voice. And what a beautiful opportunity that is that we have. It's a privilege.
Well, in John chapter 10, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they will follow me. I will give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." And that just tells us that, you know, as we listen to his voice, as you say, in this day, and we tune ourselves into his voice by our hearts and by really listening to and obeying his word, then guaranteed we'll hear his voice on the other side when it's time to be actually resurrected, actually be changed, and actually spend eternity with him. It's a good promise of Easter. Yeah, amen indeed. All right, well, we do hope you did have a beautiful Easter. And, you know, it continues for the next 6-7 weeks. We are in Easter, so I just pray that you all continue to read the story, read the Bible, read about his resurrection appearances, and remember that everything that's there is just there to encourage us, to remind us of what's really important, and to hang on to the thread of what's really important about the story of our lives with Jesus. All right, well, we will, if you're in Burbank, of course, please come by and worship with us at 10:30. Otherwise, we will see you next week on Under the Stained Glass.
Bye.